Okay. A diary, I guess. Or whatever. I've been enjoying a bit of programming for a few days. Working on my game engine, text-based game engine, and it's been pretty cool because I've been thinking about that, the design of that game engine for a year or two now, and haven't really felt up to it, because I couldn't really come up with a database design and structure for the whole thing that I felt confident with, that it was good. And then I asked ChatGPT, who amazingly enough helped me a lot. And so anyway, I've been thinking about this ChatGPT, and what is it really? I could also use this for a TH or something, but I don't know why, because that's not what I'm out here for. But this is just for my own philosophizing, so to speak. And it's interesting because if you ask ChatGPT what ChatGPT is, without just going all off into all these illusions of it being some kind of person or comparable to a person, this AI stuff. It's a language model, and I've been thinking about that expression. Now, what it is good at, and especially for me, what I'm using it for, is to, it gives me access to a whole lot of knowledge that some people have put somewhere and made accessible to that thing. So it's all about the knowledge present there. That thing itself has no knowledge, no intelligence, no nothing. But it's just able to, and this is the interesting thing, to, of course, interpret what I'm saying, but then take that knowledge given by those people and somehow or other extract from that what I want. And I thought, language as such is what those people use when they want to store that knowledge. Like when you write a book or you upload something, some information online, all this is happening in the form of characters and words, symbols. Symbols that in themselves are simply that, but which encode somehow or other a certain information that we call knowledge. And then there are different abstraction levels of that, what that, that information. First, it could just be, you know, the meaning of a sentence, and then the knowledge contained by a few of those sentences, and so on. But it all boils down to information stored in the form of a pattern of symbols, which then in turn can be described as a pattern of bits and bits, actually. That's what's going on here. Someone has a knowledge that they are formulating into words that go into these symbols that are stored as bits. And what a computer does, of course, is to take those bits and, according to the instructions of the program it's been given, finds structures there on higher and higher levels, abstraction levels, I guess you could call them. Just as a computer works in general, because down there at the very basement or foundation of what's going on there, it's just, again, on and off, zero and one and zero bits. But then those are turned into bytes, which is a collection, you could say, adding another level of abstraction there, which then can be used to make characters and things. Which then can be put into words and so on, and then you can make that computer communicate with English words, such as we do in programming languages, which are called high-level programming languages, because there are also low-level programming languages, such as machine language, assembler, like that. But it's all the same bits there, right? So here we're just taking that further. And that's what's interesting, because what's then available, if we think of the entire online world as a huge hard drive, which it really is, it's like a distributed hard drive with pieces of information lying here and there on servers all over the place, and all that together we can access as if they were in one big storage. And now they're even talking about the clouds and all that, because they want to have their own cloud flying around in that storage. So it's still, for us, it's one storage. And on that, there are bits, but there are words, characters, words, sentences with meanings, information, knowledge, and so on. And again, all that has been put there by people, directly or indirectly. And so what we are seeing here is a pool of information that humans have put there. And what makes it very interesting is that that pool of information is huge, and it contains a lot of information from way back in time. potentially it can contain all the information, all the knowledge, all the data that humans have written or collected and stored throughout history, as far back as we have found words. And that is what makes this all very wonderful. But again, it's a huge, huge load of information, of course. So what is really amazing with this ChatGPT, this AI, OpenAI, whatever they call it, is that it goes the other way. Like, for instance, if a teacher talks to a student, the teacher is then communicating out, disseminating knowledge, putting knowledge there in the air by speaking with sound vibration. And then the student hears that, and it's just vibration, right, in the air. But it goes in there, and it, in the mind of that student, it goes into words, to meanings, and so on and so forth. So it's the intelligence in that human, that student, and in the teacher that is acting here. There is no other intelligence present. Whatever is in between there is just an encoding and decoding of information. In this case, it's in the classroom, in the form of words expressed through the medium of air. Online, the same thing is going on when we use this ChatGPT, for instance, between the source of knowledge, the person who put the knowledge information online, and the person who retrieves it and can again understand it with their intelligence, decode it, so to speak, the words, whatever, however that is presented. So what the ChatGPT is doing is to just decode the information, retrieve the information, I should say, that the user wants, and decode it in such a way that the user can understand it with their own language and so on. So I can understand it is what it means when it says it's just a language model, because all this encoding and decoding is in essence about language. When we say the word language, we mean a certain set of such encoding, decoding rules that form words of a certain kind and sentences and grammar of a certain kind and so on. That's language, but that can just be boiled down to encoding, decoding, right? So it's that, it's an encoding, decoding, or whatever mechanism. But it's also a retrieval system built on top of that language model, which makes that what we say can decode that. Just as it can decode what's in that pool of information, and somehow or other match them, find a match. And how that is done is quite amazing. I don't understand that yet. Of course, I don't understand how any of this is being done, but in principle. Now, of course, maybe one can call that intelligence. But I think it's basically just a matter of a very high abstraction level, just like a sentence with a certain meaning is a higher abstraction level of something that is really bits. And that's, of course, the amazing thing with this creation. But I can sense it, it seems at least to me, that it's really, of course it is, just the same old machine standing there churning bits and bytes. Encoding, decoding, and dealing with structures that used to be maybe a few numbers in a enhanced calculator in the early days of computers, but which is now which now has reached these abstraction levels that are just out of this world. I mean, just the fact that you can encode and decode moving images and sound, I mean, wow. Even 3D images, environments. And that is in itself, just, it seems to me, another example of but again, this extremely sophisticated and almost miraculous ability there to encode and decode such highly complex structures of information, even to this meta level, as it almost seems that there is some kind of metaphysical dimension of meaning, and you know, what, not only what words are there here in this sentence, but what does it mean? Which, well, anyway, that's where my understanding stops, and I'm just babbling here while lying and relaxing in my couch. So that's over now.